T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, some big news coming out of two of St. Louis's most beloved restaurant brands. We're talking about High Point Drive-In and Taco Buddha. If you've ever wondered how a local restaurant could become a national chain, well, this is how it begins. We're joined right now by the founder of one of those two brands, Taco Buddha. Kurt Eller is with us on KMOX. Thank you for calling in, Kurt.
Well, thanks for having me call in.
So tell us about what's happening, what Lewis and Clark Capital and Ben Hillman are doing, creating a new food group with these two brands that are a part of it. How is this happening? How does this work?
Well, I've known Ben for quite some time. We've been talking about this for a couple years, and I was thinking about it before I opened up the Kirkwood location, the Taco Buddha Kirkwood location. And after we got that up and going, we proceeded to talk more about joining forces. And really about that same time, Gastronauts was one of the few different brands that overseeing food group brands. And that's what we landed on. And here we are. We're partners.
So Gastronauts Food Group, which is run by Ben Hillman of the investment firm Lewis and Clark Capital, and includes High Point and Taco Buddha. And what is the goal with this?
Well, I'm a partner in that as well. And the goal with it is to grow it to multiple locations, 7 locations of Taco Buddha's in the next 5 years and about 10 High Points in the next 5 years.
Now, St. Louisans, of course, have watched the biggest example that people might think of first might be St. Louis Bread Co. growing into Panera nationwide. Lion's Choice is another beloved local brand that's branching out to other markets and looking at different ways to do that. And how do you approach this? Do you take a look at franchising? Would you like all of these to be company stores? Are you looking at more locations in the St. Louis metro? Or could these become national or at least regional brands?
First of all, I would say that they would be company-owned. Franchising is not what we're looking at. It's not off the table. It's something we're not looking at immediately, and definitely something that could be go national with both brands.
Where do you look to begin? Further expansion of the St. Louis area? Maybe taking a look at the Kansas City's and Indianapolis's and maybe even Denver, Chicago. How do you? What does the roadmap look like?
Well, I think St. Louis metro area could support a few of more of Taco Buddha's and High Points, and I'm speaking mainly for Taco Buddha. I'm not that involved. I'm a partner with Taco Buddha, not that involved with High Point, although I know what Ben's plans are with that. But at national would be something that we would be interested in as a company, company owned.
Now, why within the same corporate structure is there the complement between High Point and Taco Buddha? What are the synergies that you hope to look at? And of course, when we hear about these different brands coming together under the same company, you hear about a lot of back of house and corporate type of functions that are shared between the companies. I guess kind of talk about why this makes sense for these two brands and how it works.
Yeah, I know that's really what I was thinking when we started our negotiations. And, one of the things about Taco Buddha is I really, for my people mainly, I don't think I could have grown it any more locations by myself because I was doing everything, and that included, the back of the house, HR, logistics, and accounting, So to join with a company that has those back of house corporate entities that can provide those services really frees up time to focus on making our customers happy.
And as we wrap up with the founder of Taco Buddha, Kurt Eller, a partner in the new Gastronauts Food Group, introduce us for those who, for some reason, somehow have not heard of Taco Buddha. Introduce us and High Point Drive-In, of course, and there are some collaborations that'll cross over in the near future between the two brands as well on the menu.
Yeah, there are some collaborations, and we're working on those. Taco Buddha, we describe it as a Southwest kitchen influenced by global flavors.
All right. Well, we'll be watching to see what happens with Gastronauts Food Group. Thank you so much, Kurt Eller, for joining us on KMOX this afternoon.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.